Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to the Imago Nutrition Podcast, where we do our best to give you practical nutrition strategies to help you and your family flourish. And this is going to be an interesting episode because, speaking of family, Danielle is on with me, our registered dietitian extraordinaire. Danielle, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
And I'm doing well, and we are family, whether you like it or not. She married my brother, Jared, and so, and she's got an interesting family history in terms of health and nutrition, and she's had an interesting success that we're going to talk about with her health and nutrition. And so, if you or someone you know has high cholesterol, and is grappling or looking for some very practical ways, or maybe just one big thing I can do to, have a better health outcome in this area of your life, this is the episode for you. And as I said, we're going to, hear from, practical and personal experience from Danielle on this. And so, if you have a question about anything related to nutrition, head over to imagonutrition.com/podcast. That's IMAGO. nutrition.com/podcast. Just scroll down that page a little bit. You will see a form that you can type your question. You can hit send. It'll come to us and we will take a look at your question and possibly use it as a topic or a question for a future episode. All right. So with that, Danielle, we're finally doing it. This is the bean episode. Okay. It's the beans episode. You've been talking about beans for weeks now. You've been talking about, Mark, we should talk about beans. So we're going to talk about beans, okay? Because I don't know this story. You've been hinting at it for a couple weeks. You've been talking about, well, I used beans with high cholesterol. And so we're going to unpack what exactly you mean by that, your experience with your history, and talk about very practical, because we want to help folks with high cholesterol and how they can use beans. So I'm pretty excited because, again, you've been hinting at this. I don't know the story yet, but I've been waiting to hear the story about Danielle and her beans and high cholesterol. So with that, what are we going to be talking about today as it relates? What have you been hinting at for weeks now about beans and high cholesterol? And just kind of bring us up to speed with where you came from, what you did, and what worked.
Okay. So my family has high cholesterol, I think on both sides. So I don't remember. I was probably 20s, mid-20s maybe, when I went to the doctor.
Little after college-ish, kind of just coming out of college.
Yeah, that's
time
good.
Frame.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 When I went to the doctor and I saw my numbers, my doctor didn't say, "Hey, you have high cholesterol. I'd like you to start this medication." But me being a dietitian, I did not like the numbers that I saw. And so I was like, I really just wish I would not go down the path that my family, you know, is struggling with. A lot of them are on high cholesterol medications. And there is a huge genetic component to it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to beat up on my family. I love them dearly and they do eat healthy, especially when I talk about it. So I just took it upon myself to make some changes, and the food that I turned to was beans. And I didn't really use beans a lot, mainly just chili was how I was using beans prior to this endeavor. But it's really funny, Mark, on the website, Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, let me just tell you, the article currently on the homepage is 6 creative ways to enjoy beans. I just saw that after I had prepared for this episode. So it's a really great way, to get some plant-based protein in, but also to lower cholesterol. So that's what we'll talk about today mainly, but, it is a soluble fiber. So it helps your body excrete cholesterol, protein. And then obviously the fiber helps you feel satisfied or full. Mm-hmm. And then everyone always tells me when I talk about beans with my clients is, "Oh, I just can't handle them. I just can't because of all the gas," right? You heard the saying, beans, a wonderful fruit, The more you eat, the more you toot.
The more you eat.
The more you toot, the better you feel. Eat beans with every meal. I actually heard this on the radio when I was in the pool with my kids at our family pool. I'm not kidding. I heard that and I was like, did I just hear that?
Recently?
For real. I was like, did I really just hear that on the radio? And they were.
I feel like that's like, wait.
They were talking like about like some nutrition. Like I didn't catch 90s. The rest of it, but.
I'm still doing.
Yeah. That's so funny. That's a fun little saying. But to correct a few things, it is not a fruit. It is a seed from a flowering plant and is classified in the legume mm-hmm. family. Mm-hmm. So just so you like to nerd out on those things. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I just thought to myself, well, how can I get more beans in my diet besides chili? I did obviously start with dinner because it seems most appropriate to have beans with dinner. Mm-hmm. So we'll kind of like just walk through the day and give you some ideas of how to increase beans in your diet. Okay.
Cause that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. All right. I'm going to learn something.
Yes, you are. Right. Cause also on the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, I opened that article. And I did not know this. I learned something today, and it says that the dietary guidelines for Americans recommends adults to eat 1 to 3 cups of beans per week, depending on your calorie needs.
Hmm.
So it's, yes, it's very good for you. It's on the Mediterranean diet. It's really a great food, but let's start with breakfast. Okay. So these are the ways after a long period of time. I really didn't start here. I started with dinner on side dishes and things like that. But this is how you can go through your day and think about ways to incorporate beans. So for breakfast, it might be like a Southwest egg burrito. Okay. So sprinkle some black beans in there, diced peppers and onions, salsa, whatever you like there.
Dang, now I'm hungry.
You could also use pinto beans for that one. Cannellini beans are like really creamy inside. They're like a creamy texture. So they do really well. I make breakfast. I actually use this for lunch, but quesadillas. So you take a quesadilla. The original recipe was with eggs and cheese and the white beans and spinach and garlic and salt and pepper. So it's super fast. So that cannellini bean is super creamy if you're going for a breakfast quesadilla. A black bean burger with an over easy egg on top. So that's kind of fine. Really pretty, appetizing. For lunch and dinner, here are some ideas. So black bean tacos and black bean burgers are pretty obvious. What I like to do is I make that black bean taco mixture, make a little extra, and then I put it on top of a sweet potato. So it's like a sweet and savory.
Your sweet potato boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet potato boats.
I've seen too, like Southwest style stuffed sweet potatoes. So you could put some chicken in there if you want with some black beans instead of mash, just like black beans incorporated in the chicken or enchilada type sauce. Another one is falafel. So like the Greek, you got your feta cheese, cucumbers, tomatoes, pita bread, hummus. But the falafel is so fast and easy to make. You just take those chickpeas, puree them with, you know, immersion blender, or just a blender, I suppose, a few spices and make little patties out of them. And then put that in your pita with your hummus and tomatoes, cucumbers. Obviously the chili or veggie soup. Quinoa bowls, that's kind of a little more common or popular right now, is any type of bowl can always incorporate some type of bean, red bean, kidney bean, black bean, whatever you like. What's nice is they all have like a little bit different texture or taste. So you don't have to get bored. Bean salad. So there you go. Have lots of different ones together with that like vinegar type, like a cucumber tomato salad, but on a bean salad. My grandma used to make that. I actually haven't personally made that very much, but it's in our family get-togethers. add beans to salad or mix them in your next tuna salad. That's another option. Cannellini beans, actually, once again, that creamy texture can go well in pastas. So you just throw a little cannellini beans in your next pasta dish. When we talk about pasta, the Barilla Protein Plus pasta, have you tried that, Mark?
I know you've talked about it. I'd have to check. I have to admit, Carissa does. My wife does all the cooking. And so we may have, and I might not have been aware of it, but I've heard you mention it several times.
So the Barilla Protein Plus pasta I like so much because it tastes and looks most like white pasta, which means most people like it more. There's also pasta out there that's like red lentil or chickpea pasta.
I know we've done a fair amount of chickpea, but
A chickpea pasta and the red. I do like the taste of the red lentil pasta. I had made a meal for my family last weekend for 4th of July and I used the Barilla Protein Plus pasta. I said, Dad, this is going to fill you up pretty fast. So, because it has 10 grams of protein per serving. I just definitely nerded out on my family on the 4th of July. And he was like, yeah, it tastes really good. I can't believe this is made out of beans. And I said, yeah, I know. You can't taste the beans, can you? Because you can't.
It just tastes like pasta.
Yeah, he was extremely full. So so you can eat smaller portions. That's a good benefit of that Barilla Protein Plus pasta or bean or lentil pasta. Okay, so moving on to snacks. I talk about these all the time, those roasted chickpeas. Have you seen those? Do you guys use those? The good bean, Buena.
I don't think we do, but yep. You texted a picture of it to me.
Bada bean, bada boom. I really like bada bean, bada boom. They're fava beans, F-A-V-A, and they're like flatter. But the company does a really good job of seasoning. It's like a chip. It's a great chip substitute. It's crunchy, savory. They have all the different flavors you can imagine. Honey mustard, mesquite barbecue, rock and ranch, all those things. So, they even have a sweet cinnamon and a cocoa dusted.
That's what I'm talking about.
What?
All right, you're gonna have to show me some of these when we're in St. Louis next, and we're gonna have to go shopping for some of these.
Actually,
we've got them around here in Tennessee.
Bada bean, bada boom on Amazon.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, they're good.
Well, the evil empire, we all get.
okay, hummus, obviously with your veggies or, that's the next one. So hummus with veggies, black bean salsa and chips, and I really like dessert hummus. Have you ever seen that in the store?
That would assume I do grocery shopping.
You already told me that. Okay. So,
we do a lot of hummus. We do a ton of hummus. All the kids like hummus. I eat hummus quite a bit, but I don't know about hummus. That sounds intriguing. I like dessert and I like hummus. So if they're going to combine those.
Yes. I was at a party and first discovered this and I didn't find it in the grocery store first. It's just like, it looks like chocolate hummus. And you would think, that doesn't sound good, but it actually is really good.
Oh, yes, I have seen that. Yep, I have seen that. And ironically, it was at some social gathering. I can see it. You're right. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
You know what? It's kind of funny. I have not made regular hummus for my veggies, but I have made dessert hummus because the cost of dessert hummus is more expensive. It is so easy to make the dessert hummus. I think for the regular hummus, you have to have tahini, and I don't have that. So basically in my dessert hummus is cocoa powder, obviously chickpeas, almond butter, and a little bit of sugar. Yeah. That's really good. So fast, so easy. And you can use it for graham crackers, apples. I think that's strawberries maybe. Might be a little harder to spread on strawberries.
I bet that would work.
Yeah.
You just dip the strawberry in there. That'd be good.
Back in the day, I did make black bean brownies. Found a couple good recipes that were really good, a couple that weren't so good. So I don't do that as often. But once again, those roasted beans could be the dessert too. So, like those cinnamon or cocoa dusted bada bean bada booms could be the dessert. So yeah, there's your whole day full of beans.
Wow. And how often would you say that you continue to incorporate? Because that was a little while ago, right? How often would you say you continue? It's probably just part of your natural routine now. Do you guys have beans a couple times a week? You talked about, 1 to 3 cups, depending on caloric intake, being the recommended. Where would you say you're at now, and kind of give us some practical tips about just kind of working your way up to having, you know, more appropriate intake?
Yes, I would say most certainly it was very slow and gradual. You first have to take the time to find the recipes that you like, that your family enjoys with the beans, and might not be right away. I think I probably started, like Meatless Monday maybe twice a month. Now I think we do, we don't even call it Meatless Monday because I'm not that planned out and scheduled. So I think we have a meatless meal at least twice a week. Yeah. Okay. So that's incorporating beans or that Barilla protein plus pasta or, you know, a variety of things. And it might not, it doesn't have to be meatless as the whole meal, right? It's just having beans or a plant-based protein at least twice a week for sure. Yeah. That's where I am now. I don't know if that will change. The falafel was a new recipe. So I guess as I find more recipes, my family might become more and more three or four, whatever it might be, but helps with the price of your groceries, and that's right? If you're buying less meat, your grocery bill goes down. So
that's true. Yeah. Protein is expensive. And so that's one variation. You start looking on the plant side and it can start to get a little more reasonable, especially these days. I mean, we're living in inflation and, you know, supply chain issues, and it's just kind of crazy right now. So very cool.
Yeah. So hopefully those sounded somewhat, you know, once again, back to that first episode, I think it was, where it's not supposed to be like something you love right away necessarily. Like, I've made black bean tacos for my parents before. They're like, okay. but I mean, if you just keep trying them, you get to the point where you do really enjoy at least what your recipe would be. You know, you got to find what's best for you and your family. So.
Yeah. And that's really the key, right? Is finding what works best and what is sustainable. It's not about ramming new things. And, you know, this is one of the things that we combat with a lot of clients, right? Is just looking at dramatic changes. That doesn't bode well long-term usually, because it's not sustainable. It's people just kind of doing what they think they have to do instead of finding what they like to do within certain frameworks and parameters. And so this is one way that they can just start looking at trying some things. You give a whole list, and I'm, you know, just Googling black bean recipes, you know, or heading over to, you know, eatingwell.com and taking a look at ingredients. And there's just so ample benefits, obviously, to incorporating more beans. And there's ample resources out there to help you find what you like in a way to incorporate that. So it's very cool. And we have a resource that we've put together for this, right? And just in terms of high cholesterol. So Daniel, talk a little bit about that. So if you guys head over to imagonutrition.com, so imagonutrition.com/high cholesterol. Okay. That's a page that's dedicated and going to be dedicated to ongoing. We're just going to be adding resources there. Of course, if we can help you personally with high cholesterol, be sure to just reach out to us. You can go to imagonutrition.com, just click the contact us button, shoot us a message. If this is something that you are working through and would like some guidance, we're happy to do that. But also head over to, again, imagonutrition.com/high cholesterol. Danielle, you recently authored what we're calling a self-study resource. And so you want to talk just a little bit about that, and where, or what people are going to get from, you know, from that resource.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun making that. So I feel, that because I have some personal experience with that, I'm just a little bit more passionate about the topic. So within the self-study, there's really practical information. It does give you some information about what to understand about basic concepts like fat and fiber and cholesterol and how to read labels and things like that. So I think overall it's just practical. And I feel that it's maintainable, right? We don't want things to be, okay, I learn about this. Now I have to avoid meat, or get rid of your favorite foods or whatever it might be. So I think after reading it, you'll feel like you have a bigger knowledge base, but also just how to bring it to the table, like how to apply it to you and your family. Yeah. And that's also a big point, is we don't, you know, if you're the one struggling with high cholesterol, doesn't mean you're the only one eating that way. Everyone at the table, everyone in your family, can be eating that way. So it's going to be beneficial for everyone's health. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. It's a absolutely great document. And like you said, it takes you everywhere from concept to plate, if you will, just from the general knowledge and the understanding, which is really empowering, is knowing that, having clarity on some of those concepts, understanding nutritionally, some of the impact. And then, but again, it gets right down to the plate. And I think they're even called like action steps or something like that. And that's what we just love, which is very practical, because that's what we're about, is practical nutrition strategies. Theory is great, but at some point it's got to get down to the plate. And so that sort of rhymed. And so maybe I should say that more often. But but yeah, so be sure to head over again to imagonutrition.com/high cholesterol. We would love to serve you with that that resource, that self-study. And so if this episode, anything else Danielle, I was about to end it, but I just want to make sure. Anything else on this?
The bean.
This
episode,
was the bean episode. Yeah. We did the bean
beans
episode.
Beans lower your cholesterol.
I'm pretty pumped.
They lower your cholesterol because of the fiber.
Yep.
And
beans lower cholesterol.
Choosing a plant-based protein. So
awesome. And we talk a lot about both of those. In fact, with most clients, right? We talk about, you know, kind of overall intake, yes, energy balance, calories in context, yes. But we do spend a lot of time focused on protein for specific reasons, fiber for other reasons, not to say that, you know, carbs and fats aren't important. They absolutely are. They have distinct advantages and are important for many health outcomes. But particularly protein, particularly fiber, is a big emphasis with a lot of folks. And in the health benefits and the outcome from having optimal intakes of those is just ample. So that's why we talk about it, because it matters. So very cool. Well, thanks for telling the bean story. I got to hear it for the first time. And so and thanks for just the list, too, from breakfast, lunch to dinner. It's just very practical. All that stuff sounds appetizing. You know, if you heard that list and you were like, I wouldn't eat any of that stuff, you have bigger issues than beans, because that stuff just sounds delicious. Okay. So we're talking tacos and sweet potato bowls and falafels. Come on. That's just good stuff. So if you can start to weave some beans into that, that's just 360, a good idea. So all right. Well, with that, we are wrapping up the bean episode. And so if you guys enjoyed it, we would love it. We'd be honored if you subscribed wherever you get your podcasts. Drop us a review. Let us know how we're doing. If you've got a friend, again, that has high cholesterol or is curious about high cholesterol, is looking for a practical way to take action on that area of their life, as Danielle did, coming from that, from experience and from a family history of that. Share this episode with them. We hope that it helps. And again, be sure to head over to imagonutrition.com/high cholesterol for that self-study resource. If you're on social media, you can follow us. We are on most of the platforms, almost all of them, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, et cetera, at Imago Nutrition. That's, again, it's I-M-A-G-O Nutrition. And as always, thanks to Happy Pill for our theme song, Thinking About Food, because on the Imago Nutrition podcast, we are always thinking about food.